Chris, another frustrating night at the office.
Yeah, it's a game that we've lost, but you know, it's one of them you're wondering how, because we've had control for large parts of the game without really testing their goalkeeper. We've got some very good areas, you know. It's been our Achilles heel in the first four games, really. Even against Kamala when we scored four, we've got some good areas in the final pass, the final decision. It's frustrating. It's frustrating for everyone. You know, we Bangor were there for the taking tonight, and you know, if we'd have got a point, we'd have been disappointed. But we managed to lose all three, and you know, that's very, 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 very disappointing and frustrating.
First 20 minutes, you seemed to be dominating. Could have been two or three up, and then the sending off seemed to sort of change the game against you a little bit.
Well, yeah, when it was 11-11, we were very good. We hit them on the counter. We got some good areas. We had a game plan. We implemented that. I thought the players did really well. We looked good going forward. And then, you know, the sending off probably helped them. It galvanised them a little bit. But, you know, we went and scored the first goal. And then you think, you know, get hold of the game for the next 10 minutes. And we were naive and we tried to go and score two or three when we just needed to keep the ball and be patient and work them and make the extra man count. We didn't do that. And it's a part of the learning experience for the players. And, you know, probably not a lot of them, you know, it's not often you play against 10 men. And we've been found out tonight.
First half, the intensity seemed quite good. Second half, you struggled to sort of break them down. They sat back and struck on the break, really.
Yeah, I say, when it was 11-11, it was very open, and it suited us. It allowed us to play on the counter-attack. I think, you know, the second half, they banked up, and, you know, we haven't been good enough, really. And that's the story of the night. We haven't been good enough, and then, you know, what happened for the second goal, you know, it's poor defensively again from us. You know, we have to defend that better. We have to defend the first goal better. You know, we give the ball away in midfield, but it still travelled 30, 40 yards, and we haven't dealt stopped the cross. We haven't dealt with the ball in the box, and you know, it's one of them that hopefully, you know, come the end of the split, it's not one game we look back on, and that's the result that stops us from, you know, achieving what we want to achieve.
Penalty with a winning goal and a sending off. What's your view of the sending off?
Yeah, I think he's bought it. I think he's been very clever, but you know, as a unit, we have to defend that better. It's a straight ball in, and we've lost the first flick, and then all of a sudden we're in trouble then with the second one and the second ball, and you know, Kieran's got the wrong side, and I'm brought him down, and you know, obviously then it was always going to be a penalty, and once it was a penalty, it was always going to be a red card. But you know, we have to make sure now, come Sunday, you know, we have to pick ourselves up. We just said that to the players now. You know, it was only four games gone. There's no panic. You know, but come Sunday, we have to start being better in the last third, and that's what, you know, that's the only thing that's not getting us more points at the moment. You know, our approach plays fine, but when we get into that last third, we have to be better. We've got good players, you know, we've got good players, Craig Williams, Neil Mitchell, Jason Oswald, players who are good in the last third, but we just need to show it on a more consistent basis.